Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today I will cover some livestock news, add some tips for pastures, and cover all upcoming K-State programming. But first, fall is finally here. And with that, farmers are finishing planting their wheat, harvesting their fall crops, and the livestock producers across the county and the state have been weaning calves and getting ready for the winter months to come. Still, drought has affected all phases of agriculture in our area, and we are wishing for the needed moisture in the next couple days. Planted wheat is in need of moisture to germinate and to continue to mature and tiller before the winter sets in. And our pasture ponds are as low as I can remember. In my livestock news, K-State Swine Day is scheduled for November 16th and is a major highlight for swine producers across the state and country. The 2023 Swine Day will kick off with a technology trade show featuring more than 300 vendors. The trade show opens at 8 a.m. at the K-State Alumni Center on November 16th. The Swine Day will be launching a new opportunity for high school youth to be exposed to the unique technology, jobs, and research taking place within the swine industry while interacting with industry leaders, faculty, and K-State students. This new program, K-State Swine Day Student Edition, is planned to help connect youth to various career paths and leaders who are involved in animal agriculture. The fee to register for the Swine Day is $25 per person if paid for by November 8th and does include a noon meal. Call the Extension office for more details. In my brome and pasture news, are you considering fall fertilization of your brome pastures? Brome requires annual fertilization for optimum production, and fall is a good time to plan on fertilizing cool season perennial grasses such as smooth brome. Stay particular attention to nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, and pH levels. Balanced fertility is essential. For example, adding nitrogen will not produce optimum yields if phosphorus is low. Soils low in phosphate limit plant and root production. Fertilization should be applied by broadcasting in the fall or before the spring growth begins. And in our pastures, musk thistle is one of 12 noxious weeds in Kansas, infesting over 420,000 acres. Musk thistle has been reported in nearly every county in Kansas and can be controlled in the fall. Musk thistle is primarily a biennial species. Biennials take two growing seasons to complete their life cycle. Thistles germinating in the spring will spend the entire summer as a rosette, live through the winter, and bolt the next year in May or June before they go to seed and then die off. Fall is an excellent time to spray musk thistle, as all are in the rosette growth stage. Freezing temperatures will start to damage the musk thistle plants, and some yellowing and curling will occur. However, the plants are susceptible to herbicide as long as green tissue exists. Here at K-State Research and Extension, we are introducing a new winter series called Tax Strategies for Midwest Farm and Ranch Men and Women. This will be a three-part extension workshop produced in collaboration between the Women in Agriculture program as in the past. It will focus on the basis of tax planning for farms and ranchers. Speakers will be broadcast virtually via Zoom. Attending this series offers you a chance to build your tax management knowledge and skills. Participants are encouraged to attend all three sessions, and recordings will be provided to registered participants. This program starts at 6:30 and runs till 8 on November 28th, December 5th, and December 12th. A fee of $30 will be for the entire series. Zoom connection information will be emailed upon registration. Again, call the Extension office for more details on how to sign up for this Tax Strategies Zoom series. Again, this is Shad Marston, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your agricultural questions. I hope you all have a great start to your week.